little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
I still think at this point you're better off making a list. Now that you've got clarity, because you're going to add some things to the agenda. And I think if you wrote it down now, because it's also an agenda that's going to require more than one consultation.
Yeah.
All right, before we go any further, let's write that down then. Medication, the symptoms, and I've got some blood tests. Can I add them to the list?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. But I mean, three. I suppose it's only three when you put it like that. I can do medications. It's four that trips me up. Maybe your short-term memory is better than mine.
I think in the CSA, my short-term memory goes to about one.
Yes.
Just given that stress of the environment.
Well, I do think as well, why don't you experiment with writing it down here? Do the thing... She has only really told you two.
Hmm.
You know, effective medication and symptoms. If you don't want to pull the symptoms out separately, which I think a high-level agenda item is its symptoms, isn't it? So, medication, symptoms, and you're going to add blood tests.
Mm-hmm.
So, what I'm going to suggest is you role-play it.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to this point, so we're going to pick up from this point, and you're going to say, I'll tell you what then, let's just write this down, and then if anything comes up, we can add to this list.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd like to add, so you've told me this, right.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to add blood tests, if that's all right. And then, with the list in hand, you can agenda and time set using it as a prop.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to experiment that, see how you feel, and we'll see how it looks?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay, hi, Catherine. So Catherine, you've told me that you wanted some medications.
That's right. Doctor.
Right? And you also said you've been having some concerns, so sort of some symptoms with weight loss.
Mm-hmm.
You've been finding it difficult to swallow.
That's right, Doctor.
And you've been feeling quite tired as well.
That's right.
And then there was something I'd like to discuss with you, because we've just got your results back, and it's basically your blood results.
All right.
Okay, so these are things which we have down. It's just a list, so we know we don't miss anything out. Is there anything else you'd like to add to this list?
No, Doctor.
No. Okay. So should we talk about your symptoms first then?
Yeah.
Or was there anything you would like to, or what would you like to discuss first?
No, maybe the tablets.
Tablets, okay, that's fine. So tell me more about your tablets. What?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That looked pretty good from over here. I don't know what people
thought. Yeah, it's really quite slick.
That's the word.
Concise.
I mean, not just to do this, but it strikes me that if an assessor saw that in the CSA, they'd be likely to be quite impressed.
Mm.
Anyway, but you looked at... do you think?
Yeah, this was good, but I think in 10 minutes, then it just... gets a bit, because over here I was like, I've got all the time I have to spend, so it just seemed like, or maybe putting a line saying, we'll try and see how much
Sorry, Pete, do you want to?
I think it's perfectly acceptable,
mm-hmm.
although you've asked her, is there anything else that you were planning to add into that agenda today, to say, if we get time, I'd also like to talk about the blood test results, but clearly... those symptoms sound quite worrying to you. I can see that you're quite anxious with it. And just not forgetting the emotional effect that this is having, and just saying, we need to investigate that, we need to look into that one first. Can we make that the priority? Rather than saying, what would you like to do first?
I think so.
To hijack.
Yes.
And I think, so there's a clinician, ultimately, there's a doctor veto.
Yeah.
Over an agenda list, you know, there's something important.
Yeah.
The other thing is that I really don't think you need to, with this, it's perfectly obvious you're going to see her again.
Yeah.
So I would not do any apologising, you can't get it all done today, and just say, I'll be seeing you again,
mm-hmm.
so we'll make a start today, and then, you know, we'll carry on when that, you know, we'll carry, and, you know, we'll be able to carry on with some of this stuff next time.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to me the thing that's bothering you the most, and frankly bothering me, you know,
mm-hmm.
from what you say, a little bit concerning, the symptoms, so we'll start there, and we'll make a good start today or something like that, and just not be apologetic about not doing it all today, you know, signpost the fact that you will, you know, we will be meeting again,
mm-hmm.
so we'll make a start today, and then we'll do some more work next time, and just, you know, I don't think you need to do more than that, really, it just gets out of, you know, in these situations where you definitely know you're going to see them, then that does make the conversation easier about time, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
That is a correct judgment. You presumably have or will see this the real patient again.
Yeah. quite right. It's just that we have to acknowledge also that we can't deal with everything at the same time.
Yes, I think.
And park it to one side and see the patient again.
Yeah.
And prepare that in the agenda setting.
Yeah, and I think so. And I think with this one, at this stage of the consultation, you don't need to be hyper-specific about this. If you just say, I will be seeing you again, so, you know, some of these things we'll definitely, you know, want to talk about more. And then at the end of the consultation, you can say, okay, I'm going to suggest, I think we've made a good enough start. You know, as I said, I'm going to be seeing you again. And these two things we haven't talked about today, not to worry, we'll deal with those next time. You don't need to say all that now. But if you flag up at the beginning, I'll be seeing you again. You know, we'll carry some stuff over. Then you only need to itemise what gets carried over at the end. And at no point do you need to apologise.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.